Viva la vegan! Hi, I'm Lee Chantel from vivalavegan.net and I have with me today Jim Morris. Thank you for joining us, Jim. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. It's wonderful to be talking with you.
Yes, and Jim Morris, you're a 79-year-old vegan bodybuilder. What does this mean?
Well, it means I used to compete. I don't compete anymore. I had a very long competition career. I won Mr. America and Mr. USA and several other titles. But when I was competing, I wasn't a vegan. It wasn't until after I stopped competing that I became a vegan.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I was 50 years old, I became a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
That really surprised me as how much muscle I was able to hold and keep, because you know the stereotype is if you don't eat meat you're gonna get thin and wispy and all of that, but I was able to hold it. So I said, well, let me go to the next step and cut it out completely and cut out all the cheese and the fish and all of that. But here again, it was surprising. But I didn't do that until I was 60 years old.
And what made you decide to become a vegan, a vegetarian in the first place?
I was living with a guy. We bought a house.
Mm-hmm.
And we adopted a couple of dogs. And up until that point, to me, a dog was a dog. It's an animal. Dumb animal. And I was amazed at the relationship he had with those dogs.
Mm.
He treated them like they were people, and they treated him like he was people. And I realized that there's a person, there's a thinking, feeling person there. To extrapolate that to, I'm eating an animal now. How can I be eating an animal?
Yeah.
And loving this animal. So I'm more of an ethical vegan than an.
And so so you said you went vegan when you were about 60. Why so far along in your life do you think that you were open to these sort of things? Like
bodybuilders live by eating meat.
Mm-hmm.
And even earlier, I was exposed to my coach. When I moved out here to Los Angeles from New York, my coach was a vegetarian, and I didn't even consider, going to vegetarian then, because the belief is so strong that you're just going to eat that meat, otherwise you're not going to be able to compete. And then when I stopped competing, it opened up the way for me to consider it.
Mm.
But it didn't happen until I stopped competing. And then it just went from one step to the next.
Do you think people are a bit brainwashed in the bodybuilding industry? Because people seem to think they need animal proteins to compete or to bulk up.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I think not only in the bodybuilding, and more so in the bodybuilding, but in sports in general, football players, basketball players, and all. I talk with them about it. Once they find out that I'm a vegan, and they want to talk, and we talk about it. But it's athletes in general. The ones I talk to anyway, think you need that meat. And they're not going to try it. It's once you've convinced yourself that your career, that you're winning is because of the meat, you're afraid to take the risk.
Yeah. And I guess, I find maybe a lot of people who are training them, and in particular, there's a lot of personal trainers who are coming who, like, especially in Australia and I'm sure in America too, there's a lot of personal trainers and they seem to be getting taught the same sort of things that are maybe quite outdated, I would say, in regards to health, in regards to nutrition. And the majority of those people just seem to keep spreading the, you need protein to build muscles, but you need animal protein. So I find that really hard. I know a lot of people who are athletes and even just into fitness in general, and it seems to be across the board.
Well, you know, the industries, all of the industries, the cattle industry, the dairy industry, the poultry industry, they're pouring millions, billions, and over the years, they've poured billions into what's the word?
Like the marketing?
Equating protein with meat.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we think protein, we automatically think meat.
Yep.
And that's it's become part of the culture.
Mm.
You know, there's, people don't think protein, hemp seeds or protein potatoes or protein beans. It's automatically meat.
Which is, I guess, really good marketing, isn't it? Over the years.
Oh, you know, I had a client once who owned a couple of restaurants here. One's called, the Pacific Dining Car.
Mm-hmm.
And their specialty was meat, you know, big steaks and things like that. And he got invited once to the cattlemen's trade show meeting down in Texas, the industry is, and he was surprised he got invited because he wasn't that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But he met and he said, at one of the conference meetings, committee meetings, they said, you know, sales are down. Got to do something to the word out there. And they said, well, let's talk to Senator so-and-so about it. And a couple of months later, there was a government report saying how meat was so good for you and all the good points about meat. And this is the government.
Mm.
They've got much power.
Yes.
I hope that they can actually get the government to speak for them.
Mm.
So it's hard to fight that kind of power and money.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. And I always find it interesting that, you know, pharmaceutical companies, government, agriculture companies, stuff like that, that people just willingly accept it and they don't realize how much money goes into it, you know. And how much money they've invested into spreading, you know, meat equals protein, milk equals calcium and things like that. So it's pretty scary when you think about it.
Oh, it's absolutely frightening. Yeah, I went to a farm animal film festival a week ago. It was up in Northern California. One of the films they had there was something called Cowspiracy.
Mm, that's a good one.
Oh, you've heard of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they showed the graphs there. But one of the things that you know about it, but maybe the people watching don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They showed the graphs and they talked about how the environmental agencies, Greenpeace and the Sierra Club and all these environmental agencies have been quieted by the industry. They're afraid to say anything. They're in absolute denial that agriculture and cows and all of that are causing the climate change.
Mm.
That surprised me.
I really liked that documentary, actually.
I do, too. I think it's wonderful.
Because the guy who did it, I can't remember his name at the moment, but he wasn't a vegan when he started. He was just really into environmental stuff. Did a lot of things that he thought was helping the environment or not harming the environment as much. And then he discovered all this stuff online about, you know, how climate change is really, really being affected by agriculture in particular and transportation and all that sort of stuff. And, yeah, he just sort of started digging and digging and found out all these big companies that you were just mentioning and charities are not really putting any effort into, you know, educating people or actually agreeing in a public way about these things.
They're in denial.
Yeah.
You know, I think they've been cowed. They've been silenced.
Yeah.
Or bought off, it'd be a better word.
Yeah. And it's hard, I guess, when you have, like, when you're at a certain level, like those sort of companies are, that you're relying on funding from your members or supporters or volunteers, all that sort of stuff. And when you start saying, oh, the best thing for the climate is to go vegan, do it today, you know, empowering yourself and empowering others, I'm sure there's a lot of people who support them on a monetary level that would freak out.
Yes, exactly. And I think that a lot of the people who support them knew the truth about how they're really not doing the job that they claim to be doing.
Yeah.
I think they lose a lot of sweat. I know that they lost mine, not that I ever really donated financially to them, but to find out that they really aren't doing the job, it's like finding out there's no good guys out there.
Yeah, yeah. It's sad,
isn't it? It is. Really depressing.
Make sure, if you haven't seen Cowspiracy, that you check it out. It's very good.
So, very good.
So, Jim, you have a website, and Jim's name is spelt J-I-M, but on his website it's spelt G-Y-M, Morris, Morris.com. And you've got a lot of information there, lots of different articles and your views on different things. Is there one or two articles that a lot of people find helpful or that are your most relevant to people?
The one that they seem to respond most to is about hemp seed.
Mm-hmm.
And I, a couple of years ago, after I stopped competing, I have to have a goal in order to go in the gym and work out. I'm just like everybody else. I just can't go in and work out just to go in and work out.
Yeah.
But once I stopped competing, I didn't have that goal anymore. But every couple of years, I would pull it together just to see. When I was 60, I pulled it together. When I was 70, I pulled it together and had some pictures taken. Then when I was 75, I pulled it together again and had some pictures taken. But that was the first time that I mentioned vegan on the website. And the response was really remarkable. And people wanted to know where you get your protein from. Mm. And my old coach had years before turned me on to hemp seed. And I said, well, let me see, you know, what this is all about. So I did it. And the hemp seed turns out to be such an incredible source of protein that it's now really sort of basically my go-to for protein. And that's what people seem to respond to more than anything else.
Cool.
It's got everything in there. It's got all the aminos, plus all the other vitamins and minerals, and it's got carbohydrates in there, even some sugars. Perfect, and that's what people pick up on more than anything else.
Mm. And so when you talk about consuming hemp seeds, how do you have hemp seeds? In protein powder, as a snack?
I have just the seed itself, just sprinkle it on something, or just put it in my mouth and chew it up. I read somewhere that radishes have a high anti-inflammatory ability. So I'll put some couple of spoons of hemp seed in my mouth, and then a radish and chew it up. That's my snack.
I've never heard of that combination before.
No. Most people would do it with some sort of fruit, you know, grape or something, but
I'm weird. I like hemp seeds with a mixture of, say, stone fruit, some shredded coconut, and hemp seeds. That's nice. Yeah, nice little snack.
It is. That's wonderful.
And you used to own a gym in West Hollywood, and now you train clients at Venice Beach, where you live. How long have you been training people?
When I moved to Los Angeles, I started meeting people. My first job was with the Los Angeles Police Department, and they let me go. They said I wasn't aggressive enough, so I needed to do something. So I started going around to people's gyms in their homes and training people. And then I opened the gym, and you mentioned that my website is spelled G-Y-M, Marvin's. When I opened the gym, I put a sign out front saying, Jim Morris, Jim, G-Y-M. And it seemed like almost weekly somebody would come in and say, you ought to call it Jim Morris. I thought that was so cute, and I thought it was a bit over the top. But then when I went to do the website and I was looking for a name for the site, all of the J-I-M Morris was taken. So I fell back on that old thing, and it catches people's, fancy.
Yeah, it's good. It combines both things are important to you, doesn't it?
Yeah. But I've been training people ever since. I stopped for a while when I was working with Elton. I used to bodyguard with Elton John for about 15 years.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was. It was fun.
Elton John, that would have been a lot of fun, traveling everywhere and lots of parties.
Yeah, it was. But really, I only worked with him in the United States.
Okay.
He said the United States is the only place he felt needed a bodyguard.
Oh, wow. That's not a... Is that good? That sounds scary.
No. He said people in the States tend to be a bit crazy. And he's right. I don't know about the rest of the world, but like speaking of the United States, it can get difficult.
Yes, and you were Elton John's personal bodyguard for 15 years. And then, when you finished that, you moved to Hollywood. When was that? What year?
Well, I was already living in Hollywood. I've always been in Los Angeles. I moved to Venice 25 years ago. But I've always lived in Hollywood. The gym was in Hollywood.
And so you've been training for about 20 years then, training people?
Training people,
And what do you see the biggest things people come to get training from you? Are they mostly bodybuilders? Or do they want to lose weight? Are they a certain age?
I'm petting the dog now. Now they're mostly seniors. They're about in their 50s and 60s, even 70s. Bodybuilders don't come to me for training. Losing weight, not so much. People that come to me for training aren't really overweight. They're mostly in good shape. They want to live forever. That's the best way to put it. They want health and they want longevity.
And so you get a lot of the older clients there, and I guess they'd be inspired by you, seeing you at your age still going strong on a vegan diet.
That's what I get more than anything else. Everybody says, what an inspiration, what an inspiration. It says, can be done.
Yes.
And they want to know how to do it. So
So if you're in the Venice Beach area, or if you ever go there for a holiday, make sure you check out Jim and maybe get a bit of a session with him. And you're actually coming to Australia very soon.
Yes, yes.
Have you been here before?
Never been there before. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, it'll be great. You'll enjoy it. And Jim Morris is coming here for the Melbourne Vegan Festival, which will take place on Saturday, the 21st of March. That's going to be held at the Corner Hotel in Richmond. You can see cornerhotel.com for tickets or their Facebook for more information. He is also going to be at the Sydney Vegan Festival on Sunday the 22nd. That will be at the Factory Theatre at Marrickville. You can see sydneyveganfestival.com for the schedule and the tickets. And what are you going to be doing at these events, Jim?
We're going to be talking about vegan lifestyle and exercising and how to apply your particular lifestyle to vegan and vegan to your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. And are you giving a presentation? Are you giving a? Is it just going to be a talk? Will you be posing or anything as well?
Just a talk.
Just a talk.
The posing days are over.
And what would you give as your top two suggestions for someone that wants to go into the bodybuilding world and is vegan themselves?
As a competitor?
Yes.
In the bodybuilding world? Just get it out of your head that you need the meat. The bodybuilders I've talked to are so convinced that they're totally brainwashed about it, and it's that belief that's going to hold them back, because once they try it, they'll be able to gain weight and hold the size and compete on an equal footing with anybody else. But it's getting over that middle belief that's the hardest thing for them.
Definitely. And would you suggest any particular foods? You mentioned hemp seed that you really love. Is there anything in particular people should focus on?
Well, you know, protein is in most everything. Seeds. Just eat seeds. Beans are seeds. Mm-hmm. Grains, corn, rice, barley, they're seeds. Mm-hmm. Nuts are seeds. And seeds have everything in them that they have to have in order to sprout and become a plant. Now, and it's balanced. We think about balancing. I got to balance my carbs and my protein and my thises and my thats and balance it. In a seed, it's all balanced. Otherwise, it won't germinate and it won't sprout and it won't become a plant. Mm-hmm. Everything is balanced. You don't have to worry about balancing it and having vegetables and everything. A diet of seeds, beans, grains, nuts, and vegetables, and even potato. Potato is a seed. You know, you put a potato on the shelf, it'll sprout.
Yep.
Because it's got everything in there that it needs. Yes, seeds at the end. Even fruits. Fruits not only have seeds, but they are seed.
So many options.
Yes, for protein and for bodybuilders, you know, and for everybody, actually.
Yeah.
If you have a diet of seeds, you will have everything you need.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's very good advice there from Jim Morris. If you'd like to connect with him online, make sure you see his website, spelt GYMMORRIS.com. Thank you very much for joining us today, Jim.
Thank you, Lee. Appreciate it.
No problem. And see vivalavegan.net for more interviews with inspiring vegans.